I got some new music that's actually coming out in the summer. So if you guys want to listen to that, got an EP coming out. We've got it's a 5-song EP as of right now. I think the first song on there is called Inflation.
I don't want stress, I like one shot, yeah. But then I take my bank card. It don't take much to fall in love. Get it back, then I go yard. Last night I took a pill to get triggered. I act right if you want deal with the kids. Stand upright, never take a deal for it quick.
Yep. Inflation. From Inflation, we got Apple Tree.
I know she didn't want to spend my money. She wasn't in the studio with me. Where is you?
I can't take you where you are. Plenty seekers, she want my money. And mother always there when you're balling. That's why I always there when you're calling.
And then we got Real Life. Real Life is a serious banger. Yeah, all right, watch out for Real Life.
I can't eat when I'm broke, need it fast in the last. When bros in a mask, you should never ask her. You can't get a man bun like Simi cast. Nothing in the streets that can ever last. Addicted to the greed, bro, never passing. I can never cross him, I can never cross him. Nothing in the streets that can ever last.
We also got Sapiosexual on there.
No matter what I do, it won't leave my mind. What's it gonna take me to see my dream? She said she's looking for love, I'm in love with the brain. I'm a sapiosexual. Cheated on a man and it's looking like pain. Private story can't put in my mail. I'm the one like Besaka. Grinding my mind, no space for the baka. Ain't no day for Allah. Baby, I'm a sapiosexual.
I'm just producing a new tune called fucking Cartier.
Cartier, bust down Cartier. Girl, put down your bank card. You ain't got to spend none, cause I got money. When I pull up in a party,
That one's a bit of a cheesy one, not gonna lie. But you know what? I'm right now, I'm trying to imagine actually having a podcast by myself. How weird would that be?
Bro, it'll feel like feel like you're just, what's that guy in Spider-Man that hates Spider-Man, the news reporter?
Oh, yeah, what's his name? Thingy.
So tell me, Moz, why hasn't your past 4 relationships worked out?
I think it's because I'm black, to be honest.
Yeah, well, the white women just really...
Yeah, man, you know, like, I'd be trying to dibble and dabble in different places, you know what I'm trying to say, and just like, this doesn't work for me, man, you know? What about you though, actually? What happened in the last 9 women you fumbled in 4 months?
I wouldn't say 4 months. 4 months, if you're listening.
It's not true, it's not me.
Say that I just haven't been taking my meds, really.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's just been a bit sporadic, everything, so.
What's the name of your meds?
Them chlamydia joints.
No, I'm not gonna lie to you, this was mad weird.
It's 10 a.m. and we're talking about chlamydia.
You're in the wrong seat, I'm in the wrong seat. I'm not even part of the podcast, guys. I'm here again.
I don't even know who's turning up, man. God damn.
Man said 9:30, I was here.
Yeah, and I said 9:45 and I actually got here for 9:45.
No, you said 9:30, but then today you said 9:45.
Yeah, I'm always late, so whatever time I say, it's going to be 15 minutes, I don't know, but I'm still 15 minutes early.
Because I got to Oshie at 9:15, and I was like, I'm kind of early, bruv. But
do what's the worst thing? You see when you say you're going to get there for like 9:30 to anticipate like lateness.
Yeah.
And you get there earlier than expected.
Yep. And then everyone's there.
You see, like 2 weeks ago when, where was we going? Crystal Palace.
And we
was like link up for like 1:45.
Oh yeah.
And I was there for 1:45 waiting for like half an hour.
You like the trains here? I was like, nah, B. You early for the first time.
Oh man. But other than that, relationships, they just don't work out, man.
Bro, I've deeped it, man.
I love too hard at the start, man. We had this conversation.
Yeah.
What else?
Bro, I'm not gonna lie to you, man. It's getting to a point where I just feel like I'm just not gonna be in a relationship, man.
Bro,
it's scary.
You know what? Yeah.
Scary.
Sometimes I'll be getting close to like getting into a relationship and I'll just realize that I'm kind of playing a character.
I think I'm in a movie,
and then like, it's what's the imposter syndrome? It's like I shouldn't.
Oh yeah, I shouldn't be here.
Like, I shouldn't have this great woman next to me. So let me just fumble
it. I don't deserve it. That's the demon talking in your mind. Bro, I'm not gonna lie. I used to think when I was younger, I was like, yeah, when I'm ready to settle down, I could just find the woman like that.
Yeah,
bro.
All the good women are taken.
I swear to God.
Or they're pregnant.
Taken pregnant, already got kids. Could you be a stepdad?
Or herpes, but what? Stepdad? No. Not till I have kids.
Mm. Wait, what?
Not till I have kids.
Oh, so you have to have.
I have to have my own. It feels weird talking like. I feel like Ludo, man. How do you relax like this?
Ludo goes like this, don't it?
Yeah, but
I feel. So you're saying that basically your woman's. The first child has to be
my first child.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
but we don't feel like you could do the step. What's the good? I'm not the stepdad.
I'm the dad that stepped up.
So, woo.
Absolutely not. For
what? I'm also seeing a video today, actually. This is completely off topic. Saw a video today of seeing like a young girl. She was on TikTok. She's wearing like this silver dress. And she's holding like this clutch bag and she's basically shitting on other women saying, you do your own hair, so you can't be high maintenance.
So someone was like, that clutch bag ain't doing nothing. Someone said
a clutch bag is the best DM in the world.
That little fupa, man. Do you know what it is? Like when you hide something, yeah.
People wonder what's behind it.
Yeah.
It brings more attention to it, innit?
Yeah,
kind of thing.
So it's like, I know, I wouldn't want to say like dress your size, but I would like, imagine me coming out in these fitted tops.
Yeah.
You're a big guy. Yeah.
But the thing, that's
El Trabio.
The bad thing is there'll be nothing wrong with it if that's what you want to do. But it's just like.
It's clear that you're not comfortable in it.
Yeah, exactly that. But she kind of sat down, she put on like her best, I think it was an old poly dress that some woman was saying it was. And she was just shitting on all women like.
Oh, that's the point. That's the thing as well.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, if you ugly or fat, be humble at least.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? She's talking about high maintenance. She's like, oh,
not
like.
Calling her ugly or fat.
What?
I'm just talking in general.
In general?
Yeah, in life.
But I'm like, if she's talking about like high maintenance, yeah, and then she mentioned like, she said basically she can tell if a man is ready to for that high maintenance life judging by his past relationships, isn't it? The girls he's been with kind of thing. And she was like, if they do their hair by themselves or they don't get their nails done like regularly, then they're obviously not high maintenance. That means that the guy can't afford my lifestyle and da da da. And someone quoted it saying that you're sitting there with an old poly dress. Damn. Your wig looks like a helmet. That's crazy to say, by the way.
You know what, yeah?
There's a woman I was saying this to her as well.
When people start, do you know what, yeah? I could take anything here, like, someone could call me fat online. As soon as you start getting to my dress sense, I would start feeling insecure every day.
The dress sense is crazy.
Like I'll just be looking in the mirror like,
shit, don't drop the same no more.
I'm like, I'll lose a bit of confidence. Like, man, what, this not hitting?
when you dress now, do you think about it?
Nah.
Like, tough, you just walk through whatever.
Like literally whatever.
Whoever's washed.
Obviously, it's not, whoever's washed is there.
It's not
crazy wearing the yellow with the purple, the green. Yeah. I was like,
Lakers.
Kobe. R.I.P. But no, more time, like even today, like I saw these. I was like, I ain't wore these in a long time.
Mm.
And the cargos, I wear these, I rotate.
You're rotating it?
I was saying the other day, yeah, see when we was in Barcelona, I was getting the same fit off about, I was wearing the same fit.
We had to buy a flipping washing detergent so you could get off your same
you
fit.
You know what, that's me in London though.
Yeah.
I've got one safety fit.
Yeah. My safety fit is normally black.
Like, that's the thing, it's all black. I've got like my black trousers and what else?
Black jumper,
change. hoodie.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and I might rotate with the trainers, but nowadays my TNs have got mileage now.
Yeah.
I was like, they're my comfy shoes.
Turned a thou on a dash.
Yeah. And I've got about seven Air Forces now that some are getting tired.
Oh, you know the thing about Air Forces, yeah? I don't know what I'm conditioned in my mind. That if my Air Forces aren't like fresh white, I can't wear them anymore.
You know what? I've been in my white.
Your white girl bag, huh?
Yeah. I looked at my Air Forces. They were kind of dirty and a little creased. I said, hold on. These little
let them cook.
These little snow bunnies were onto something. Like I felt.
Well, it felt alleviated, free.
Like yeah, like
the little.
Like I just came out of the black boy standards of the cocaines. Obviously, I have the cocaines.
Yeah.
When I'm feeling.
Yeah. In cocaine-ish?
But when I'm stepping out just on a normal day, I slide them on, I look at them, and like, because they go off-white kind of, they fit these cargos.
Because my thing is, with my Air Forces, there's like a little tinge on the bottom part.
Yeah.
Like of the sole in it kind of thing. And I look at it like, oh, but everywhere else is kind of white, but this one isn't. It's kind of off-white.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, shit. No Virgil though, you know what I'm saying?
All right, P.A. But once I need to get back to something. I'm about to, one second, let me call.
Oh, did he call you?
No, but he said he was on his way like half an hour ago.
I thought you got an AirPod in your ear. Oh, my days.
I didn't even realize, bro.
I think, why is he putting it to his ear for?
This is scary, bro.
What's the time? It's not even 10 o'clock here, is it?
Nah, it's 2 to 10.
Okay.
But even like with the trainers, I said, yeah, man, if I'm going to get me some Air Forces, I'm going to get me them white girl ones. Like, they be hitting.
Bro, Air Force is £115 now, bro.
Bro, they are going to last me 2 years now.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm not sending them to Jamaica.
Oh, no. You're sending to Jamaica. Your dad would just take them to Jamaica. He's like, yo, what? Yo,
nah, nah, oh. That's the thing is, like, I swear to you, I be leaving clothes there every other year. Come back. Gone. And I'm just like, come on, man.
Hey, come on, man.
See my cousin in my new shoes. I was like, man.
Can't even say nothing.
Look good on you, though.
you see
those boots you gave me?
Yeah.
I shipped them to Jamaica, bro.
Yeah, man. It's all right, though.
Yeah.
Just got it from Adidas.
Well, the green, they were loving the green, bro.
But, Jamaica, isn't it?
Yeah, but what I was saying? Oh, but yeah. I've always said, see, if I get like a white girlfriend, I'm going to get me a cocaine white girlfriend.
What, like a Slavic?
Like an Essex white girl. Like,
oh, okay.
Trust fund white
They ain't cocaine white, though. They're like fake tan white.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, if I ever go into that side, I'm going to switch. I'm not going to do the half white girl that wants to be urban.
The racially ambiguous one.
The Shoreditch white girl.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Essex, Kent. Hey,
Ken,
you're gonna find me in Middlesbrough with a white girl.
Barnsley.
But that's if I want to go to the Snow Bunny. Oh, Alice is calling me.
Okay.
Yo. You hit. All right. Cool. All
right. We already started.
Yeah, it's just me and Moses chatting shit. I'm trying to call him. All right. Bless.
You know, quick side note, you know, when a man's not picking up the phone when he's meant to be like somewhere at the time, you know that they're at least 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
And when they get a bit closer, that's when they call you.
Then I'm gonna be like, yo, I'm like 5 minutes away.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah, he's like 15 minutes. He said he's coming from the station.
But yeah, you said about the white women from Essex,
like,
Kent.
Like, I'm like, I'm gonna get me one of them ones that has a racist dad, white girls.
But why?
Because I feel like...
Reparations?
Nah, I just feel like... I don't know. I just don't like them white girls who are trying to be...
Oh, trying to be part of the culture? Wait, so you don't like the white girls that like, try to understand the culture on there?
Yeah, nah.
It's not a bit of you.
Don't be... Like, I want them to be oblivious. I don't want my white girl telling me that Diggity just dropped. Like, come on, bro. Put me onto some 1975, some Oasis, them white girls.
Okay.
I feel like God don't be making them white girls anymore. Like
they're definitely still about, but we're just not in areas to find them.
Yeah.
You got to be like, sheesh.
I need them.
Chelsea, you got to go to.
I need them FIFA alternative song. Ooh, white girls.
Okay, yeah.
Like even FIFA songs, and they be putting a mandem on, and I'll be like, mandem, get the bag, but you're ruining my vibe now.
You got to go to festivals, bro. You got to go We Are Festival, Glastonbury, Reading. Those are the festivals where you find those type of women, and they come up with the Mash Up Air Forces.
Yeah, I went to Reading.
The DMs.
Ooh, yeah. I love that kind of. Yeah, but those mixed race people be getting.
But you know what? There's actually two types of mixed race girls. Well, the black and white mixed race girls, right? Like the ones that mix of black and white. is there's the white mixed race girl. And then
kind of like them.
There's the black mixed race girl. The black mixed race girl is more, that's more so in touch with the black side of her family. Yeah. The white one's more so in touch with the white side of the family.
Yeah, I'd probably go for the one that's more in touch with the black side. That's for
because it fits more so.
Yeah, but
you know what? I've never dated.
I've never dated a good light skinned woman. I'm trying. They've all been horrible.
Never. No. I hate all of them.
My girl's gonna kill me.
Oh, I hate days. Oh, shit.
Baby, just content.
Swear down, baby. Just content, man. Hey, I don't mean it.
Just wanted to make the mandem laugh.
Just me and you.
Oh, you saw you a class clown now.
Oh, shit. Oh, bro, I got told that I talked too much one day by a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Put her off.
Yeah, ick.
Bro, that ick is a pandemic.
I swear, I was chatting to this... to this girl, we're chatting, and then it was like talking about icks, and I was like, I ain't really got any icks, and it came to my mind, like, if a girl's been proposed to or been married before, that's an ick for me.
Can you go deeper into that?
Yeah, if you've been proposed to, I'll just like be like, nah, you're not the one for me.
But why?
Because. You was really in a relationship.
What the hell? What the hell does that mean?
Like, you really loved that nigga.
So wait, so your woman can't have loved anyone before you?
Pretty much. She can have been with someone, but don't tell me you was really about to do it with someone.
Yeah, but we're getting close to the age now where that's going to be impossible, bro.
I don't give a fuck, man.
I mean, you got to get a bit younger, bro.
When we talk about young, how young?
It's not me! Oh, God forgive me.
Like, God forgive me, but when I'm 45, I'm popping out with a 32-year-old.
That's calm, though. Yeah. I think that's 30, super calm.
29.
That's too calm, bro.
28, bro.
So, 25.
I'm seeing girls my age with their boyfriends looking like they're about to hit their pensions.
Yeah, for sure.
There's nothing wrong with that.
For sure. Like, you know what?
As long as it's over 25, you're a grown woman. If I'm 45, I want to be a 26-year-old. Oh, sounds a bit.
Because we're 26 now. Well, you're 27, actually.
Fuck. Damn.
I'm sorry. But yeah, like, to be honest, I don't think it's bad. Obviously, people might look at it like, oh, why doesn't he go for women his own age? But maybe he just wants a younger woman, right?
No, what's wrong with that?
So long as they're not too young.
But what was we talking about?
Younger women.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. But you know what is? I've dated a younger woman, like 23, 24 in that area.
Yeah,
like, it's only like 3 years.
Yeah, 23.
It's a different ball game, bro.
Yeah,
like, I can't keep up,
bro.
She be wanting to party, come home, fuck. Oh, babe, chill. Calm down, calm. Find love.
We're gonna get sick. Stop, bro. Like. What's that formula that, who was it that said it on the hair before, Ludo? Or was it Chino? It's all about seven.
No, that one's, yeah. My, half your age and plus seven.
Eight or it's plus seven, something. I'm like, nah, man. Half my age is 13, plus seven is 20. No chance.
Yeah, it's like.
No chance. 6 years.
But you know, I'm comfortable right now in your 20s. It should be plus four, minus four, because.
Oh,
yeah, because
like,
when you're 20.
Oh, isn't that you can go up?
No. So not when you're 20, because I'd be like...
Yo, yeah.
When you're 20, like, I call 22 plus 4 minus 4. Because I don't... If you're 18 and 22...
That's not bad.
Yeah. But if you're 18 and 20, not that bad. 16 and 20, you go into jail for... Yeah,
you have to. You have to. I mean, it's legal, but...
Nah, man. You go, yeah.
Morally, nah, man.
Bro, she's revising for A-levels, bro.
Fuck.
A-levels or fucking...
The first... AS, bro. AS, yeah. It's only the first year.
Like, come on, man.
I still can't get over the man that used to pull up to secondary schools in compressors at 19 years old.
Shout out to them, man, because they're rotting in hell, bro. Because I know them gang niggas. That, bro, it was all of them gangers. They didn't make it past 27.
Oh, yeah, for sure, because them lot would go in.
God willing. Yeah. God willing. God willing them nonsense didn't make it past 27.
Good riddance. P.U.
I'm in year 8 and my competition's a gangbanger who's 19, bro. I couldn't compete.
Couldn't compete.
So
we can't compete. We cannot compete.
But yeah, no, that was seriously messed up though. But the thing is, it sounds weird, but when you're that young, you think that's a norm.
Mm.
You know, oh shit. But then when you get to that age, when I was getting to like 17, 18, I was like, bro, like, fuck, I'm never going back to my...
Bro,
my school has never saw me again. Like,
never.
Never, ever, ever, ever. Even, like, I have no time to
do what?
Bro, I walk, because I walk past my school to, like, get to the station and shit. I was like, bro, what was these man thinking about pulling up?
But the thing is, there were no... there was no social media them times, innit? There was that Bebo and Facebook or whatnot, but no one really had like the phones to be filming, shaming these guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If we pulled up to schools at 18 with Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, all them things about.
Yeah, man.
Boy.
Why the phones are just chilling at my bro. Like, bro, come on.
Hey, speaking of which, actually, obviously now your niece is like, she's going into college. She's in college already.
She wants to come on the podcast.
Oh my God.
I need to go on. I feel like I know what you're going to say.
What's it? Obviously, now you can have like proper conversations with her. You get their kind of realm, I guess. But does it differ? Like,
me and my niece is scared. Me and my niece have always been like, I can talk to her about not anything, obviously, when she was like 3, 4, 5, 6. But when she started hitting like 14, like, we can just have normal conversations. It wasn't like, I think I stopped like swearing around her when she hit like 15. That's when I was like, I ain't hiding.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, come on, dog.
This is me.
Like, hey. I ain't got time.
Hey.
Hey, sis, if you're listening to this, I stopped a long time. Like I think that even the time where I let the N-word fly, I just looked at her and she's calm. But yeah, even like she messaged me. She's like, yeah, my friends asked me about you, like, is Father Alfonso your uncle? I was like, bro, you must be so embarrassed.
Is she embarrassed though? Like, when like, she is it? Because, bro, I can't lie. A lot of people come up to me, from this podcast. Like, they'd be like, oh, bro, I see you on AOT, man. I love what you're doing. I'm like, it's not my podcast, by the way. But yeah, love for that. I'll take the credit though.
Yeah.
Love
for
that though.
Bro, it's hard starting up a podcast. Bro, you know what I'm saying, bro?
But like, so obviously, kids see the podcast all the time. Bonkers. Some kids actually look up to you, bro.
Nah.
Hey, bro, I swear down, some kids, I hate my girlfriend as well, man. Yeah, you're thinking, shit, nah, I didn't say all of that.
If you're out here looking up to me, bro, like,
what have you got to say? You got a platform, this is a platform, bro. Like, yo, what are you saying to the kids?
What are you saying to the kids, bro? Don't look up to me, that's like looking up to a nitty, bro. One sec, I listen to the phone. Yo. Alright, cool. Alright. But it is a bit weird though, because now it's like having a social presence. I've always had a social presence, but now that it's like
there's a face to the madness.
Yeah, and like my niece is getting to the age where she's gonna be on social media, where it's like Instagram, and it's like. Sometimes it's like, oh, I can't really say it. Like, there'll be 10 minutes where I'm silent. Like, I don't want to say anything because my family's going to see this. And then I forget about it. I'll be like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I'll be good. Like, throughout the whole episode, I'll be going through about 10 different personalities. I'll be like, nah, I'm going to be the mysterious guy. And 2 minutes later, I'm like, then I'll just zone out. Then I'll probably just be texting someone. The amount of times I'll be having arguments during, I feel like women know when I'm recording.
Yeah.
That's when the time they want to start. Yeah. But. Alright, let me go grab Atlas.
Okay, fucking hell.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Me and Atlas was having a conversation last night. We're like,
he jinxed me, man.
About
like,
what?
We've never recorded at 10 a.m. And I was worried. I was like, bro, I don't know why. And then, how are we gonna get there? It's gonna be mad early. And Alice was like, you ain't never worked before? You ain't never had a normal job?
No 9 to 5.
What do you mean so early?
He was talking about somehow it's early. Like, I probably think the trains are going to delay or something.
Bro.
I was like, no, you're good. Lo and behold, it took me fucking 20 minutes to move my first 3 stations.
Yeah. That's nuts.
And then it's just fucking air ting. And then I text Alex. I was like, yo, you jinxed me.
Bro, I got here at 9:30, bro. I don't know why. I was just like, yo, let me get out of my house. Yeah. One of them ones, isn't it?
I'm gonna be real. There's something about shortages. It's like one big casino.
For sure.
It don't matter what time I leave my crib. I'm never here early. I can leave my crib 20 minutes before I should, or 20 minutes after, actually, it don't matter.
No, but to be fair, you're normally the first one that comes here, though.
Usually, because I usually leave mad early.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm usually the first one here.
Alex, no, Ludo's usually the first one here.
Recently.
Ludo be getting here.
Chino's never been the first time.
Well, he lives in a different city, bro.
I don't care, nigga.
You gotta get here.
Even when Chino was living here, though, to be fair, Chino was still coming there.
Chino's time management is, it might be top five worst.
What's that thing? They say, is it called time blindness? Let me move this
but,
shit.
But
I'm more discombobulated.
Yeah.
You know when you come in, the camera's already rolling.
Yeah, thinking, bro. Yeah. I ain't even sorting myself out.
But
what are we saying though?
We're just here. We're literally just chatting shit about
women,
women, younger women,
age gaps. Same shit, right?
But yeah, even I was saying like it's just gonna be weird today, like chatting shit. Like
this early,
yeah. We'll say we might put the morning voice on the little.
This guy's a you know, back in David Vinicius and voice notes.
Bro, you take a nap on purpose.
Wake up,
let me take a nap for cooler.
You know, you wake up, you like,
no, but like when you lot were in like year seven, year eight, or whatnot, and you had a shorty's number, or whatnot, and you're trying to chat, did you put on voice on purpose, or was it a subconscious thing?
It wasn't even joy, it was. Back then, it was still MSN and that.
Yeah.
It was still MSN when I was in year seven.
What? You didn't do the house phone vibes?
Look, nah.
House phone, the house phone.
I'm Congolese. My mom was always.
Your mom was on down.
My mom was always on the house phone. Bro, I've been in the house phone 10 minutes. She's banging on my door. What the fucking phone, nigga?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I can never run that.
But the thing is, I wasn't a phone call person, really.
Mm.
I was more typing.
Do you know what I've noticed? I'm more the kind of person, even now, I tend to match what the other person is like.
Okay, yeah.
So if they're a phone call person, I don't mind being on the phone. If
chameleon.
They're a text person.
I'm the opposite. Like, really? If she's not a phone call person, suddenly I'm a phone call person.
Yeah.
If she's, like, I don't know what it is.
Why just cause disturbance?
You know what it is? Like, cause I can be both and it's like, oh, you don't like phone calls? All right, cool. Let me call your bitch. But yeah, like if, I don't know, but I'm cool with it. If a girl doesn't talk to me, I'm very cool with it.
Bro, the worst thing is when you're just chilling and then your phone starts ringing.
Oh my gosh.
And you see her name and you're just like, lie. Like,
do you know what, yeah?
You can text me this.
You know what it is, yeah?
Just from the chat.
Like, what's so important?
So I was on the phone a couple months ago and I just remember, I was like, yeah, like, I'm going to go. And she was like, so like, what are you doing? I was like, nah, okay. I'm just going to be in my room listening to music. And she was like,
oh, she lost the wig?
Like, yeah, she was like, you seriously gonna hang up to just listen to music? And I was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Was that this year?
Like, you're trying to implicate, man. Chill, man. Trying to implicate. You're trying to implicate.
Where the fuck's my lawyer, bro? Hey. No comment.
Hey, my lawyer.
You see when you're talking too much in the station? Hey.
Was that this year?
Yeah.
But what, she...
It was a couple of months ago. That could have been any time from now to when I was seven.
No, but when I say
the other day.
Anything. Yesterday.
The range is crazy.
And like 8 months.
I'm saying, but you know what is funny on the podcast, yeah? Is lying. I be lying a lot on this podcast, yeah? Like with stories and shit. Like the actual story has happened, but I've had to move so many characters around because I'm saving faces.
Yeah.
And like with the timestamps, I have to change my words and my word.
Throwing your friends in the deep end.
Yeah.
And so, like, say your friend was doing it when it wasn't you.
Now, like, I can't even throw Gem underneath anymore, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's long now.
RIP lost a good guy, man.
Oh, we say.
Hey, man. Yeah, out the game.
Gem's out the game.
Lost a good man, bro.
Damn.
A good soldier. Yeah, like, man. You know what I mean?
Front line. Probably on the floor for him.
Yeah, man. Damn,
poor little Sam.
That guy used to be front line taking bullets.
Yeah, but he never used to answer his phone anyway. So.
Bro, but yeah, I'd just be lying under his name. I was like, yeah, I was with Gem.
I was with Gem.
Like, but
he'd be like,
yeah. But the thing is, I'd also like lying like in stories. I don't think I've ever told a blatant lie, but there has been some like, you see with the transgender one,
Yeah, that was a blatant. No, it wasn't a lie though.
It wasn't a lie.
Afterwards,
yeah, I said it afterwards.
You're just joking. But then you put the clip up.
Yeah,
and the amount of people that were like,
"You know what is funny?
The grave,
bro." You know. Shout out Wrestling's podcast. I was on their podcast the other day, and they have like a Discord.
I said the other day.
It was a while ago. But anyway, I'm in there like Discord, didn't it? Where we just talk about wrestling or whatever.
Yeah.
But they have like a section where you be just banter, like just off topic stuff. The first thing that happened, yeah, when I came in the Discord. One of them at me and was like, yo. I was like, oh, God. He sent me the TikTok. He was like, was he lying?
We need to know. Because the thing about the transgender, it actually happened, though. Like,
yeah.
Like, hey, man, would I have lips there? Maybe. Like, but I didn't know.
I was with you that day as well, to be fair. You went off on like a little side mission.
Can't lie.
She was the first babe I chatted to.
If you go caught, you complete ignorance.
Yeah, so, it was a bit crazy, but
it's not me.
But it was very crazy. But I feel like everyone missed my point of the story.
What was your point of the story?
Yeah.
She said she was a transgender.
Who was beating people up.
Who were beating girls up. In...
Oh shit, yeah.
Bro,
that's crazy.
Bro, next morning I was deep in the story and I was like, you can't be doing that,
that's
bro.
That's crazy.
Like, you're still a man.
But why did she share that information with you?
We was just drunk, kicking it in the smoking area, bro. Bro, it was like a Thursday.
No, where you find the most.
It was a Thursday night in Birmingham, bro. There was about 8 people in the club.
Do you know what that reminds me of?
I'm leaving with something.
I don't know if I've told this story already. If I have, whatever it is. So there's this dude, innit? He passes through my workplace. Yeah, he's like, I think he's in like his 40s, innit? And like, for all intents and purposes, the nigga is smackhead, innit? And I know he is because I know niggas he's selling smack.
Yeah.
And he's been a smackhead. Cool guy though, don't get me wrong. Never causes any, like, yeah. Cool guy. Should I tell the story when you get back or should I just tell it? You want to hear it though, innit?
Yeah.
just kind of said, because it's be like long.
I'm going to ask you a different question.
Guys. All right, go on. I'll tell the story when he gets back.
So I was chatting to Alex earlier, yeah?
Yeah.
I was like, obviously he has his niece. I'm sure he told you before, like she's 16 or whatever.
Yeah.
And friends are asking about his father Alfonso, your uncle, da da da. So I was saying to him, like, look, boom. You lot now, you're always on TikTok. Everyone's algorithm, AOT is popping up in it. Do you feel some people look up to you lot?
Really?
Yeah. Okay. There were a few people like, I hate my girlfriend too. kind of looking up.
That's not looking up, is it?
Do you feel some kind of pressure though? With you see this amount of young people, like, what? Do you feel like I've got to say something like different because I know there's like 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds watching, or you still?
Okay, I'm definitely privy to the fact that there's a younger audience watching. Then again, I don't want to say I feel any pressure because this is just entertainment.
I
think the main thing with the podcast is that we just want to make people laugh and entertain people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a thing where it's like we're not trying to influence people to act a certain way or to hate their girlfriends. Like, I don't feel like anything we say on the podcast is like insidious. Like, basically what I'm saying is I don't think there's anything anyone has said where if you show their employer, they'd be like, oh, we can't have you working for us anymore. You get me?
Yeah.
But then again, that question's a real one because I never really considered that until you've just said it.
You think about it, TikTok is a platform where there's loads of kids. Of course, there's people that are age and older as well, but predominantly, this is the kids' like social media. Our one was like Facebook, Bebo, MSN growing up. But these lot's one is TikTok, Instagram.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so they're seeing our face. And some people are thinking like, I've noticed now that not everyone takes information in correctly. So a lot of things can be misconstrued online kind of thing. So some people might have, for example, they might have heard Alex's transgender story and might think
taking it verbatim.
Hey, you know what? If he could do it,
like, but you know what? At the end of the day,
if that's what you want to do.
Listen, for breaking down barriers, you get me? For breaking down barriers between the hetero,
like, that's what AOT does,
and the LGBTQ. Get me? We allies. That's the thing. I think with us, we're all forward thinking, open minded youths, innit? And like, one thing I will say about the podcast is that obviously, like, there's no bigotry, there's no this, there's no that, there's whatever. We run the little white woman body count thing, whatever. But at the end of the day, bro, there's nothing malicious about the podcast. For me, in terms of the youth, there's worse things out there.
Oh no, for sure. Bro.
I think in the grand scheme of things, innit, our podcast is harmless. In the grand scheme of things, the podcast is harmless. But that's definitely something I'm gonna think about a bit more. because I never really thought about it.
I never really thought about it. But for me, like when I'm putting out content, I'm doing it because I enjoy it. Same way you lot put out stuff because you enjoy it. You don't really care too much about who's watching or who's listening.
Yeah.
As long as it's entertaining for you in it, kind
of. Yeah, no, exactly. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Yes, G.
What are you saying? Don't worry about it, man.
It's all good. I was late too. Yes, G.
He literally got here like five minutes ago.
Right. Come through, sit there, innit? Or you want to go on that way?
Yeah, wherever you need me, lads.
Go through that way.
Whose studio is this?
Outset. Yeah. I think they film like who we'd be on in here.
Isn't it?
What's it, Henry and.
This is a nice little studio, isn't it? Mm. Do they charge a lot per hour?
Yeah, this is my last change, bro.
How you got loose change?
Bro, I'm on my knees, bro. What are you talking about?
£8.
Oh, what, this?
It's kind of pricey.
This place.
My head is pricey.
this place is pricey. Don't get it twisted. They be upping the prices.
About business, isn't it?
Yeah, it's business, isn't it? It's business, but I was even like, when they upped it, I was shocked. I was like, going for the motions of booking it.
Because he lives, man.
And I was like, God damn.
But then the extras as well, you got add on that extra mic.
Yeah, camera.
Then, add-ons.
Then I was just chatting to...
Sure?
That's add-ons.
If you add an extra camera and extra mic, I think it's a bit more cheap.
Nah, we're meant to get two cameras.
Yeah, we got one camera today.
Nigga, I ain't editing two two pieces of footage.
It's a nice studio.
Yeah. Like, we tried other ones and I just weren't feeling it.
Do you know,
like,
the other one wasn't bad.
One with the bricks.
In a basement or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fair, there was like 12 niggas in the room, innit?
Yeah. But I'm at home.
Everybody squeezed off on each other like this.
I'm at home now. Do you know what? So the podcast is, we've got a good 35 minutes.
We'll rattle off.
Me and Moses were chatting.
What happens if you run over?
Life, innit? Street life, bro.
What, they'll charge you?
You have to fight me.
They will charge you, but sometimes they're nice, sometimes they're not. Depends who you got. Yeah. Shout out Tom, though, man. Tom, that's my guy.
From here today?
Nah. Running already?
Oh, so.
Yeah.
Still running.
Been running.
I don't know, it's
a conversation.
How late were you?
Like, 10.
He came 5 minutes before you.
Okay, all right.
I said done.
I got bummed. My train just stopped in the middle of the tracks and just sat there for like 10 minutes. Because Alex jinxed me yesterday, innit? But we told the story already. But yeah, Alex jinxed me yesterday.
Have one as well.
Thank you, bro.
So I might as well do the introduction.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You know, we ain't recorded in a while. My life's been a shambles.
I'm on my knees.
Life is just long.
I might just die, man.
What?
I thought about it.
Took a couple sleeping pills, but wasn't enough. Woke up like, damn, another day.
You had a crazy.
Okay, I thought about it.
How can we just have the conversation we had when you remember out and then you had a crazy.
Sorry. Cut the shit out.
Doctor, like, hey, if you really want to do it, take 25, nigga.
Trigger warning already.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
It's only been 10 seconds.
What are you supposed to do, an intro?
It's an intro.
Yo, I love this kind of shit. This is my kind of pod.
Oh, man, let's get it.
Intrusive thoughts for the win. That's what happens to me when I walk past bridges. That meme, innit?
Oh, man, you gotta do that little gorilla dance, the little.
Niggas are fucking stupid.
Will I do it? I was chatting to Dill the other day.
Not the intro.
Nah, man, I'm getting my thoughts off. Okay, bro, I was like, bro, I'm too broke to actually commit or die right now. Mm. And what my worst fear is dying and niggas check my bank account. Or my mum be like, I have to deal with all these debts. 20 grand for what?
Alex, they leave no bread for us.
Then they get wiped out.
Yeah, huh?
Do they get wiped out?
I'm sure it does.
Get passed on.
I feel like it gets passed on.
So it gets passed on by the mob. They get passed on if it's like a government debt.
But you know what?
I don't know.
You know what? As well,
I know the mob was like, you're dying, you owe the family owes. Yeah. But I don't know about like
government's basically the mob anyway.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. But I was like, even so, I said, when I die, I just hope no one spends that money on the coffin for me, like that nice coffin. Like padding, bro. Throw me in a bin, bro.
No, fuck all that. When I die, don't tweet that I've DM'd you, innit? Don't tweet me talking to myself in your DM. Nah. Don't do that.
The worst one where I be chilling with that little snow bunny and she's like recording me. I'm like,
You have no idea, bro.
Don't post it.
Just back in the back of your head.
Right, that's all. Yeah. If I die right now, man, not right now, but if I died like 2 years ago, the amount of women posting me up, man.
Screwed.
My only lover, I'll be finished, bro.
You'll be looking down. I mean, you'll be looking up like shit.
That's a man up.
Yeah.
All right, now, let me tell the story I was telling before you started it. Yeah. So anyway, the nigga smack it, didn't it? Yeah.
V's like, okay, what's the context?
Basically, right. Long story short, is this guy who passed through my workplace, isn't it? Yeah. He's a proper smackhead, isn't it? Listen, nicest guy in the world, isn't it? But he is a smackhead. Yeah.
How'd you know?
Because I know niggas who sell him smack.
Mm. Right. Oh shit.
Anyway,
no problem.
So I come into work. He talks a lot, innit? Mm. Always talking to people, as smackheads do. So
unless they're
I'm
right.
at work. Yeah, I'm at work, and there's this girl that I work with, and she was like, yeah, you know, so-and-so, like, he's a really smart guy. Like, I was talking to him for like half an hour today. I was like, yeah, like, he talks a lot. He's like, yeah, he's a really smart guy. You know that, like, he got cheated out of a lot of money.
Damn.
And I was like,
how much?
Okay, how? She goes, you know that song, Dancing in the Moonlight? I said, yeah. She was like, he co-wrote it.
No way.
And they didn't give him any of the money. I looked at her and I said, do you really believe that? She goes, yeah, why would he make that up? And I said, because he's a fucking bissad. Because the nigga a bissad. I was like, bro, you ever been at a bus stop and you give like a bissad like a nugget or something and they start telling you about this and that? I'm like, this is literally what they do.
Mm. Yeah. Like, me and Vuj was having this conversation yesterday, bro, like chilling with nitties is mad humbling.
It's a reality check, man.
Like, my life ain't that bad.
Yeah. You could be one paycheck away from being where they are.
Yeah.
About that.
Bro, like, literally, especially right now, is
if you ain't like, if you actually got a support system like family, you gotta thank the Lord for that.
That you do,
because I mean, you know, like when I was like 17, 18, I used to be chilling with like a lot of nitties.
Chilling with nitties?
Because like the alleyway we used to chill on, like, the nitties would just be there, and like, hey bro, like, don't get twisted. Once a nitty just chilling there and he's busting mad jokes, you're like, yo, it's like a little pet. Like he's just like, nitties aren't real, bro. Like he's just chilling there. And he's like, you know what? Like, and most of them, they're functioning nitties.
Yeah.
So nigga dress clean, but his mind's tapped. Mm. Like, he's at that phase two, three.
It's the MCU, man, talking about.
But yeah, like, that's how you, like,
Avengers.
Yeah, like, there's been a couple nice looking nitties.
It has, actually.
Yeah, I would have.
I fancy one.
Thank you.
There was one that I was, sad.
You feel like you're about to go into a story just then.
There was one. And she asked me, like, whether, because my hair's growing now. And she was like, where do you shampoo? Like, what shampoo do you use?
Yeah. Mm.
It's kind of, you know, it felt nice. I got a compliment and I felt.
Yeah, like, you just wanted to smash.
I like you.
Just wanted.
Yeah, I do.
You just wanted to talk about Alex.
But no, there was one time where we're, I think it was me and Keys in Finji Park, and we bumped into one of his boys and he was shot into one nitty. And I just remember, it's just like, oh, no, I suck your dick, da 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 da. And he was like, no, fuck off, da da da, like, go get some money. And she's like, oh, could you follow me, Cash Point, da da da.
What's this, menace to say?
Yeah, then, no, bro, then followed her to the Cash Point. And then that guy was gone for about 20 minutes. I said, bro, he's getting the sloppiest slop ever.
I'll go on then.
You see them nitties with no teeth?
What, bare gum?
Hey, come here, man.
You know,
let me give you a good night's sleep.
Fuck
that's
it.
Crazy. Where to young guys? Where to fuck nitties?
But where do I work?
What?
Where did I want
to see that tweet when he was like, yo, we had to fuck nitties? Niggas was like, huh?
I wanted.
You had to do who?
You didn't. You didn't
have to.
But I said, this podcast is just going to be me like rattling off random thoughts I've had for the past few weeks.
Isn't that all our podcasts?
That's what I was thinking.
No, there's.
Like you, just trauma dumping.
Yeah. But
any clip you see is Alex starts it off.
Yes,
have you guys ever.
In the fear of one of this podcast.
That guy's the GOAT, man.
Someone said that to me, you know. Someone actually said that to me. Someone was like, Alex is a fear of fun.
Oh, man. You just gotta dump your trauma randomly. But I won't do it right now. It's too expected. Mm. But what I was going to say, what's you lot's favourite accents?
Ooh.
Accent?
Yeah.
New York. It has to be.
New York?
Bro, you see the Italian New York?
Yeah.
Oh, like the mobster kind of. Yeah. Hey, I'm walking it. Yeah.
It has to be New York. Yeah, but like, I love listening to like I know you like seeing Cam and Mason's sports show, innit?
Yeah.
Funny, because obviously it's funny because they're funny guys and they've got chemistry.
Pause. Yeah.
But it's like, just the way New York niggas speak, I think it's also the way they speak as well, it's not just the accent.
Yeah. I think it's the accent. Oh, like, forget about it. Or
that's like the Italian.
Yeah, a little the coffee and the coffee.
Normally, yeah, I think the New York one actually makes a lot of sense. I can't think of any.
Can you do your best New York accent?
No, not even gonna try. In terms of the UK, though.
Hey, yo, I got the biscuit right here. I'll blam your head, son.
Son,
that does not sound like
God. hey God.
I like the Scouse accent.
Say,
I like the Scouse accent.
So you're a Liverpool fan, isn't it?
No,
you're not a fan of.
Yeah, I retired.
You said you reformed. I hear that.
Retired, man.
You're a supporter of football.
Yeah.
Bro, that's me. That's I'm in my bag, bro.
Can't be arsed, man.
That's the thing. I told.
It makes so much bread. Obviously, I've worked in football. I've seen the ins and outs, and. I can't go. I mean, when I started to think about it, I'm there, spending money, going crazy.
Mm. Yeah.
Traveling, supporting other men, which is not a bad thing to do, but I don't know them. And when I start breaking out more and more and sort of going to games more and when I'm thinking about these things.
The emotional attachment.
You start meditating and shit and you're like, whoa.
Man going therapy over ball.
It's like, this doesn't, I realized for me, it was perhaps much more of a place to vent. And feel a part of something rather than I truly supported it. And I think, for me, it just kind of went, man.
So now you just collect football shirts?
I like the game. I like the stories. I like when underdogs win. Mm. Like, I was in Qatar for the World Cup and then witnessing that was just
We got to ask you, nigga, what do you do? I just see you living life and, like...
I mean, I feel like I I don't know what I do either.
I feel like Rouge is just me, but your Polish, right?
Yeah, kind of.
You're just Polish.
Serbian, yeah.
So, damn. Yeah.
What did you say?
I'm racist.
Yeah. No, you're not, bro. It's the same tribe.
Polish, but Slavic. Polish and Serbians. Polish.
No, you should have just said from the Balkans, man.
Yeah.
Balkans.
Mm. But you know what? I've always said, with Polish Serbian, that's where I've had the best box.
What?
Best pussy came from a Polish.
Poland and Serbia ain't close, are they? Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia, and them.
Yeah. I've had a Serbian babe and a Polish babe, bro.
Have you?
They in the top four, bro.
Really?
That Polish babe, she tasted K cider and some cigarettes. I love that.
Cabbage and pulled pork.
Yeah, bro. That was a good woman. That was a good woman. My little babushka.
Cabbage is nice as well.
Yeah.
I love cabbage, bro.
Cabbage is a weird...
And gherkins, underrated.
Gherkins. Yeah.
I don't get it when they take it.
People take out a burger, don't make no sense.
Bro, it gives it that little...
Je ne sais quoi.
You know what I mean?
Nice little tang, innit?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, you know when you bite into a
you're getting me my fee of one box.
Yeah.
My brain right now.
That's a cabbage, that's it.
But you know when you bite into a burger and you taste that gherkin... That it just kind of bursts in your mouth a little. Pause. Yeah. No, it does pop in your mouth a little. It just splits open. And you're thinking, this is what I'm here for.
You know when you're giving head to a girl?
Yeah.
And sometimes that first is a bit acidic. I've gone. You didn't done it to me. It's your fault.
Acidic.
No, but you break through that first barrier.
I know.
You know
what I mean.
Remember. What
tastes a bit like
the brain liquors or them sour sweets. You have to
that's a bit.
Then you get to
some of those things back in the day. Toxic waste.
Yeah.
Them shits. They used to cut up my mouth.
Yeah.
It's still good though.
Yeah.
But it's just part of the human body, and it's fine.
It's bro, 100%. It's like.
I'm all for it, man. But that's the gherkin in the burger.
But, I had this one girl, I had this one.
Sit next to you.
Yeah. I had this one girl and it was annoying me. The pussy was too clean. I didn't have the smell on my finger. She was eating right.
It was too clean. That's a...
Yeah, home-cooked meals every day, too much water. You ain't cooking up the product.
That's an odd criticism.
That is an odd criticism.
Bro, it just didn't give me that little...
You're filthy, bro.
Don't get me wrong. I don't mind. I'm partial to a bit of twang in it, but if it's clean, I ain't gonna.
It won't be that. Like, it was too clean.
Yeah, what do you mean it was too clean?
I prefer it clean.
I'm trying to get into your bag right now, but I don't.
But no, you know what?
His mind state will take you.
The edge.
But it was like when that time when I. Finished the football tournament, summer days, 8-hour shift, went to the finals. So I was there all days. I was in the Under Armour, meat cooking up well. Mrs. called me at the time, was like, yo, come over here. Like, I want to fuck. And I was like, yo, I'm trying to go have a shower first. She's like, nah. She's like, I want it like that. I said, I looked at it, bro. The 8-hour shift running all day.
You're in the cartoons when you can see that, when you can see the fumes.
Yeah, the green stuff. I was like.
You reckon you were a bit tangy as well?
Bro, 100%. Yeah. I pulled up though. I pulled up. But then I didn't go through it all the way. I was like, I'm having a shower here. And then she still wanted it, but we had a shower.
Are you not conscious of how you smell though, like when you're linking a girl? Yeah.
But no, but I already told her. If I told her.
Always make sure to go toilet and have a little.
Yeah, man. Up
yeah, yeah. Oh,
wash the balls.
Do you know what?
Where? You can have a shower.
Do you know what I hate?
If you want to do it like discreet though, yeah. You know what I mean? You can't whack on the shower.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, what the fuck are you doing in there?
Do you know what I hate? Do you know what I hate? You see when women, yeah, they're at your crib and they're like, oh, I'm just going to go to the toilet. And it's like they slap on your tap.
Yeah.
Just so they can piss and they can't hear your.
Or poo.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, like we growing up, just do what you have to do. But I hate it when they come back and like, bitch, why you taste like hand soap? Like it smells of hand soap down there. Like I know what you was doing down there.
I remember one time I was on the phone.
You've been girl. Had that? No,
I ain't had that.
I was on the phone to this girl.
You live a different life, man.
And I was like, give me a sec. Give me a sec. I need a piss. So I muted it and I pissed and then I unmuted it. She's like, why'd you mute it,
bro? I hear it. God. When girls mute me when they're peeing, they're like, yo, you what's that saying? You want to hear that chicken fry, bro? You want to hear that? You want to hear that crackle and pop? And like, yeah, she got a fat one.
Hey, Vuj, I've always wanted to ask you this, yeah?
Yeah.
You know when you first broke in, like, to, like, the whole social media scene and stuff, yeah? What was it like, when you're walking down, like, the streets and that, where people, like... The same old shit.
It's just, yeah.
Like, what was it like being like that into that Illuminati and that pretty much?
Yeah, you definitely in the Illuminati.
I don't think I am because there was no money in it back then.
Mm.
Early on, wasn't it?
First
YouTube videos I uploaded, I think there was no AdSense. So there was no concept of making money off it. It was just being
a bricker.
It was just being an attention seeker and that was it.
There it comes.
Do you not remember when Vuj was dancing in the Banjo's music video?
I remember that.
I vaguely remember.
Oliver Twist.
Yeah. He just popped up. I was like, I got
it. How did that come about? Because I remember you were dancing in central London.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that man in Oxford Circus in the middle of the dancing. I was like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy?
Yeah,
kind of hard though.
My Ghanaian brethren, Bernie, Bernard. I love dancing, innit?
Mm.
Even now, like, when but I wasn't really listening to music for a long time, like headphones and that, because I couldn't find them. And I finally found my headphones. After 4 years,
fuck.
And then
you just buy new ones.
Just long, innit?
Yeah.
I don't like the whole like disconnected thing. I like the ones with the wires because I think that makes more sense.
Kind of, yeah.
And then you know, I always move when I hear music. It's very hard for me not to move.
Do you know what I like? I've always liked people who listen to music and they kind of sing or dance on the train.
It's like
people will be like looking at them weird. I'm like,
I do that in the gym. I get caught all the time.
But the thing is, I love it when people go all out, like.
It's hard to maintain.
There are certain songs where I can't help it. My body just has it all. You know
when you're on the train and you see a little one of those dancers where
they drop a little move.
They just get a little dance.
I will tell you something though. If I ever get on the train and I see people doing like a full choreography thing, I'm fighting each and every one of them.
Crazy.
I don't want to see that full choreography on the train and that.
I want a freestyle. I'll do freestyle.
But what song would it be that would make you want to move your body? That's out right now. That would make you want to like move.
Like that?
Yeah.
Like in full, like the four of us line up on the carriage, like in full choreography. Are you mad?
In unison.
Nah, bro.
Bro, I think it's like, for me, I think it's like Amapiano music.
When
he had his crazy run.
He's still on the run, bro. He's only made one bad song, and that was that.
Yoga song, innit?
Nah, not yoga. It was that South African. Not South African. It was, I think. It was bonkers. It just wasn't for me. It was some slow song, but yeah, that shout out to that.
Any kind of that song that has like the mad like drums, especially like with Amapiano, I can't like help like moving my head or shoulder or something.
Hard, but I don't know how people do it, because if you go on the train, usually people aren't doing it.
Mm.
I'm always wondering like, how are you not moving?
Yeah.
There's so much noise.
There's a lot going on in it kind of thing. Like I have
or at least I'm getting the bars off like
something. Yeah, you have
just to. Like a little sign.
Yeah, I hear you.
At least
do you want a man there like this to the chain?
Oh, you be see when the line? Like, yeah, like, I usually go. I see the adjective coming. Yeah. But yeah, no, that's me. But yeah, I tried to contain it because I don't want to look like a mad person.
That's the only, that's
you
the
are
other
a
thing.
Mad person though. So.
Mm. That's the thing. But I've always said it, like, I'm a different kind of mad. People, when they see me, they think I'm going to be like bouncing off walls and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I have that as well.
Yeah, like they, I feel like they're, is it underwhelmed?
Underwhelmed. Yeah,
yeah, like they'll see me and I'm like, I'm like, yo, bro.
Oh, they think that you'd yeah. be saying like, crazy shit.
Oh, I just, I'll get off with like one little joke, but it's like, it's not enough. Like I can see it in them, it's like, oh man. Like,
it's because you've built a reputation for yourself as like the village clown.
No, so but, much, but do you know what it is?
To be the village clown 24/7.
But that's the thing is though, like I'm-
Say something funny.
Yeah, like I'm- Dance. Yeah, like, I'm always down for to say something funny, but like if I'm in the right environment. Bro, if I'm walking by myself in the middle of Shoreditch, nigga, I ain't smiling and laughing like
you
some goof.
Quite a bit.
It's happened obviously a lot more because of podcasts, and it's like, I've always said it's like the transition for me is like it went from people disliking me for my tweets because they thought they were just weird, and then it was like, God, you know what? Your tweets are kind of like funny, and like, even like from like last year, it would always be like, I know you. You're from Twitter. Then it slowly progresses. Like, you have that podcast, but. I've always said this podcast is just like us in tweet
right
form.
Your thoughts,
yeah. Us in tweet form. It's audio tweets. Bro.
Also, you're going to get noticed in Shoreditch. It's like Neo in the Matrix. Like Alex in Shoreditch is like, it's like Jogba in Wembley.
Nah, but yeah, I don't even be in Shoreditch that much anymore. I've tried to cut it down, man.
A bit long, isn't it?
Do you know what? It's fun. It's so fun.
Yeah. Do you like Shoreditch House?
Talking about, we've been there.
Yeah, I go there for gym in it.
Yeah, are you a member?
Yeah,
bro, for real. Mm.
You know what,
bro?
You know what? Yeah, you know what? It's fun bro. To go to as a guest. Like, bro, I'll be.
You know what shit is?
Yeah,
180 a month.
Yeah,
he's not under 27.
I'm under 27. Isn't
no way.
Yeah. I got it just before. I'm 26.
Yeah, okay. Don't 27. Oh yeah,
26.
Lovely.
How old are you?
30.
Yes, that's I apparently 30 is just the year.
Decent man.
30 is your 20s with money, don't it?
Yeah. That's pretty what they much. Say.
That's what they say.
You know when I'm not you know when a nigga wants to say a nigga doesn't want to say he's got money. He's just like, hey, they be listening. Tax people be listening.
So subjective.
What is money? What is right?
Money? I don't
know. No, I was actually gonna say like you know when obviously you started getting a bit more prominent, yeah, and then you started getting invited into those kind of rooms
Illuminati
and places.
Meetings.
Yeah. What was it? What did it feel like though? Like, did you feel weird being there, like imposter syndrome?
I've definitely had that a few times. Mm. Yeah, 100%. I mean, my life has been quite strange. Mm. I mean, the story is strange, sort of coming from. From the Balkans here, you know, born during a war, and you come here, and then obviously you're multicultural London. You know, you're in schools where you might be one of the few Caucasians around. Mm. Definitely no Serbs around. It's always been an interesting experience.
Yeah.
But I've loved my life and how I've grown up because I think it's given me understanding and insights into people. And
have you ever
been fascinating?
Have you ever brought one of your friends into one of those spaces before and they acted?
Nah, but I bought a guy that he's a referee at football and he's Serbian. I took him to like a party and he was like, whoa, like this is really cool. Like,
yeah.
I've never been to a place like this. Mm. The initial question, was it weird? Life's weird, man. Mm. I think I wasn't thinking about things being weird if you're just going with what life's giving you.
No, I hear
I think it gets more weird when, let's say you've achieved something or done something and you're in a room with people of a different social class.
Yeah.
Shall I say? I think the working class element has never bothered me. But I think when you're, I think class was one thing that I found a bit weird.
I mean,
for me,
because obviously I'm still like very much within working class, yeah. But
yeah.
Obviously,
well,
I got a Soho House membership. I mean, he must have gone to Barcelona. So he went to the Soho House in Barcelona and he's. Funny. That's what I'm talking about. Like, his cousin, yeah, obviously.
My cousin is hands down the funniest person I've ever met. Like, I will never meet someone. Like, he is just so stupid. Like, he's
bro.
Me.
Yeah.
No, he's but me. But, like, he's a 6'4" light skinned guy, like, really handsome. But he's just got my mindset and he's just a mess. Bro. Like, he's so funny. Like,
that is the wrong brain in the wrong package.
Bro. honestly, we went into. Barcelona, so I was there, kind of thing. And obviously, the first time they were like, "Bro, this is nice.
Can I tell the story?"
No, please tell us. Have you got a video as well?
So So we're there, and like obviously in Soho House you can't record, yeah.
Yeah.
And then my man, he's like this with the, he's like. And then the woman came was like, you can't do that there, can't do that. And but I've done that before at Shoreditch House. Moses was next to the fireplace. Yeah, I was like, this is a wavy photo. Snap. Someone was like, oh, you can't take photo. I was like, hold on, bro. Like, snap. And she's like, no, you can't, seriously can't do that. It will affect your membership. Or I'm a guest.
Why can't you take photo?
Are you membership as well?
No, I'm a guest, bro. AMS, because people like celebrities might be there. They don't want to be.
It's like private members club.
But this guy, so my cousin ordered some lamb chops, yeah. This guy, you see in the cartoons where they get a big turkey steak.
Mm. Yeah.
He was like.
Oh, brother is ripping up. I'm sitting there.
Henry VIII.
Wait, literally.
But I love it. I love it though. I do love it. But it's like.
You should be yourself.
Because for me. When I go in, as like, before I had it, I went in as a guest. I was like, yeah, this is
I'm still fine. A guest.
Bro, because you know, how many people do you know that have the thing? They're better, bro.
True. Eternal three. Plus one.
Yeah, bro.
Never paying for that.
Come on. But then I said the same thing, but I was like, then I want to get in like by myself and shit, you know what I mean? But then, it's just like, when you have the membership, you then think to yourself like, shit falls on me now, kind of thing.
That's a man he's hungry. And they're expensive chops.
The way he ripped off the bone. The way he ripped off the bone, I said, nah, man.
I'm crying.
Nah, man, it's pricey.
Oh, man, nah.
Yeah, the money's worth, isn't it?
But that makes sense.
But, Shoreditch House is great, but it's that.
I think they have a bit of a weird vibe.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, like, 100%.
It's full of people that I don't really want to be around 24/7, but you meet some lovely people.
You do, yeah. Definitely. I think that's the thing when you get into certain circles.
Energy's
a bit
weird. I met Eric Andre there. I was playing ping pong with his girlfriend.
Okay. Bro. Oh, you told me about it. Oh, you tweeted about that.
Yeah, bro. I was like, it was just one random night.
Oh, you on TV?
Yeah, like on 2 a.m., like everyone's leaving. I'm just, and like, he's just like being himself.
Unit.
Yeah. I don't think you're goofy, but like, he's really cool, man. Yeah. He's really cool. So, I got this little podcast going down the road. Want to chop it up right now?
Come record.
But yeah.
Alex, it'll call me your Atlas. Get to the How can you get to the studio at 3 a.m.? How can you get to the studio?
Cab now. But I've always feel like one day, say for instance, Fear of One, I bumped into Fear of One, I'm definitely calling your cab to get here at 4 a.m.
I can't lie. If I bumped into Fear of One, I'm shooting my shot.
Yeah.
Yo, look, get me.
But imagine doing a podcast at 4 a.m., your burst. He's probably taking a lot of drugs. I would have done some with him too. Like, 100%.
That'd be an episode for the ages. Quite
but what was I going to say? Do you not mind if we get in our toxic bags?
Let's go, man.
Define toxic.
That's what we're here for.
Cheating scandals.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's why everyone thinks you talk about the same thing.
Yeah, man. Because people always say that, yeah. We talk about the same thing. I was like, bro, I've been having the same conversations for about 15 years. I ain't ever going to stop until I don't find it funny.
I hear it.
What happened?
Oh, people just like, oh, you always talk about the same thing. And I was like, yeah, because it's fucking funny, bro.
I enjoy this. Yeah. Different stories.
But some scandals are just...
Like, someone send you something?
There was one, but I don't think I could do it.
Why?
Too mad.
Keep it nameless?
No, I just wouldn't want to bring it up on air.
Okay, you're going to tell
me. There's nothing funny about it.
Tell me what it is off cam.
Okay, cool. This one.
Cheating scandal.
But yeah, no. Only reason why I do this because I've done it just for like the people who are actually in scandals. I wish I had this little helpline. Yeah, like it's a headache. Wrong, it's a hand. It but right, cool. Your girlfriend's female intuition makes her believe that you are cheating on her with your best friend. She's adamant it's happened. It has happened, but how do you make her believe it hasn't happened?
Fucking hell.
Wait, with your best friend, so your female best friend?
Yeah.
How long have you been female best friends for?
That one, that link.
Actually, I can't even answer this because I got a female best friend. I'm going to be implicating myself. I'm withdrawing myself.
Wait, say it again.
Because I don't want to use against me as evidence.
So basically, your girl's got that female intuition
that you've been
cheating on her with your female best friend.
And you have been.
You have been.
And you want to get off your back.
You want to just ease her mind that she's bugging.
Assuming it's Chino here. This is Chino's expertise.
Yeah. You got to. Like, sometimes, I've always just said, not gaslighting, but. Bro, you're just making stuff up in your head at this point.
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say what I used to say when I used to get accused of it when I wasn't doing anything. Because I've never done anything.
Right.
I've never. What?
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
Anyway, you just say, if something was gonna happen, it would have happened way before.
And then, but it still doesn't ease her mind. My one is sometimes, yeah, you ever gone to the person that you're like cheating with, like, yo, my relationship's on the line, like I need you to tell my girl.
Oh no, you're doing that. Oh bro.
I need you to have my back.
Nah, so you're gonna ask your female best friend to message your girl on your behalf?
Yeah. No, or
you're living to be the local.
Hey, you see the pump fake? Go message her then. Hey, if your girl messages another girl, because you don't know what's going to happen in that conversation, you're just like thinking.
Some girls would hold it down, but.
Some. I know a few that will hold it down for me.
Sure, it is. Some girls might hold it down, but if this conversation gets a bit heated, she might just say, fuck this.
Yeah, and just blick.
And then just start blicking, and then now it's. Now you've been blown up.
You're in love with a bum. Don't come to me. Like, no.
Now you got no best friend and no girlfriend.
Ah, Rock Nation.
It's the worst thing. It's like, oh, so you're going to let her talk to me like that?
Yeah. I guess.
Hey, listen, I've been there before. You're going to let her talk to me like that?
Yeah.
Someone has to.
That's the thing. Sometimes, you're in a relationship?
No.
Yes.
You're free.
All of us are single, yeah?
7 years, 6 years.
Oh, seven. Oh. Yeah, buddy. You ever feel like you're going to get into a relationship?
Yeah, definitely, man. I think it's definitely coming up.
Dr.
30 now. I was saying to Moses, like, sometimes, yeah, when something gets too good, I feel like I have imposter syndrome. Like, I shouldn't be in this healthy relationship. I don't know why. So it's
self-sabotage right there.
Like,
my nigga, you need therapy.
Yeah but therapy is expensive and it's bullshit. I was in therapy last year, bro.
How much was it?
Huh?
How much was it?
I wasn't paying for it. It's like 120 an hour. My workplace was paying for it.
Yeah, work does pay for it.
Yeah. But, bro, a nigga was just asking about my day and shit and, like, he was like, oh, maybe it's because of this. I was like, maybe, nigga, come fix me, bro. Like,
but no one really has the answer apart from, from you, though.
The thing is, therapy is a weird one because therapists are always people who have issues. Everyone has issues.
Yeah.
So unless you're a perfect human being with a perfect life, how can you tell me how to fix my problems when you can't fix your own problems? You have problems. Everyone has problems.
But
I feel like, maybe they put you in the right path to find the answers.
But what makes them qualified? Because you went to university and they taught you. You can't teach someone.
I get what you're saying because I might as well give that 120. Give it to Moses. He would listen to me. Then
you might as well. You might as well take that 120.
And book a podcast.
Yeah, and just book a podcast.
Like, hey man,
might as well.
Come in here and get my thoughts off. It's more therapeutic than actual therapy. The therapy was just stress because I actually didn't want to talk to him.
That's probably the issue. But maybe you weren't ready to go into it. If you didn't want to talk to him, then maybe.
But I don't think I ever will. Like, bro, I feel like I was about to say as a man, but I didn't want to get into my Andrew Tate bag.
That's not.
But as a man, bro, just walk through life, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, this London lifestyle is too fast for you to be. Down and out, bro. Yeah. Keep going to the woods.
Do I have to see Biz? You're a man. Maybe if he was a woman.
Maybe you can open up. Bro, let's...
To be honest, though, we should open up. As men, we should open up.
Yeah, for sure.
But we women can't be trusted. How many times you seen on Twitter, you're the nigga lame.
Nigga
open up to me and you're tweeting his pain and that. It's like, come on, bro. Like,
I think that was one time, I must have taken a bit of mushrooms, I think I was like... Have you ever seen that... that video of Jaden Smith crying in the forest.
Sounds like something you do.
Bro, everyone was like, this guy's lost his head. I said, bro, you haven't been on a trip on mushrooms and you're just loving nature, bro. You just want to cry. I remember taking mushrooms like a bit. I had a leftover from the last time we did it. I took it and I was just in a weird space. And then I was just telling Shorty everything. I was nearly crying and shit. And she was like, bro, what side was this? I didn't tell her I took some of the mushrooms.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Were you face-to-face, yeah?
Yeah, but then in my head, I was like, is this bitch recording me? Like, when you're on shrooms, everything is like conspiracy theories. Like,
was she?
I don't know. I felt like
she probably was.
Sometimes people's phones be like this.
And you don't know if it's...
And then you're talking to them. I'm like, is she recording me? Like, nigga got tears in my eyes and shit.
Have you ever, like cried, like, while you're so in a sober mind in front of a girl?
Yes.
Sober mind in front of
her. Yes.
Yeah. I told you, look.
Get me. That's about what I'm talking about. That's my baby, innit? Still is looking.
My one is. Get me. I done the fake crying thing.
Why did you fake cry?
I got caught cheating.
For fuck's sake, man.
The one when you slid down the wall?
Yeah. Shit. Bro, I slid down the wall and she was just looking at me. And then it became real tears, bro. Like, but she didn't believe it after, but my fake cry must have been awful.
I'll tell you this, a lot of niggas could benefit from crying a bit more.
Oh, definitely.
Benefit from crying.
Crying's a relief, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Mm. See when you was a kid and you would get beats and you have a crazy cry, that sleep was insane.
Oh yeah, you got, bro, like,
them tears still.
The saying in Serbian, beats came from God.
Why?
It's good for you.
I hear it.
But they say they're saying it's good, but
they're trying to, obviously,
you can argue it.
They're trying to ban it now in the UK.
No, they tried to, but they said, nah, nigga.
You're about 25 years too late, nigga. Where the fuck were you when I needed you?
Do you think that the beatings that helped you out when you were a kid, though?
I didn't get many, so.
Yeah. I got him when I needed. Yeah. You see the whole KSI thing when he was bringing up his dad? I thought that was wrong. Because
if that is the case, don't do it on camera.
I thought he could have done it, like,
because
in it, kind of.
We, like,
that's my only issue.
People don't understand you. Like, our parents come from a different country and trying to make shit work over here. It's not an excuse, but they've probably got so much stress working for someone and they're just giving you grief and you got some ADHD child running his head off the wall. Like, bro, that can't.
Let's have it right. That nigga Koonin, he should have beaten more. I'm sorry if that's wrong. He should have beaten more. That nigga Koonin. Come on, bro. That nigga's whole come up was some Koonin. And then he come out, obviously, with what he said the other day. Fuck that guy, man.
Yeah.
Like, love to him for what he's done. He's built his empire and whatever. He's mad successful. But, bro, the guy built his whole empire of Koonin, innit?
And then,
and he's still, even now, he's still mad ignorant. Come out talking about, oh, I'm not a role model. Bro, come on, man. Like, how is your apology, I'm not a role model? Or don't idolize me. You get me? And then now you'll take... Well, I'm not going to get into it.
I was going to bring up... I was going to bring up another scandal. Someone actually sent me this one. But we ran out of time.
Oh, already?
Or should we just go over?
Until she gets in it.
All right, cool.
What was the other scandal?
So I'm chatting to 4 different girls on Twitter and they follow each other. if one of them messages me about the other, what do I say?
Who's your problem or someone else's?
Someone else's, not my one. Well, they're never my problem.
I think that's an easy one though. You just say that, oh, just follow good tweets, funny tweets, and leave it at that.
Let's have it right. That's a fucking lie.
Yeah,
because
well, like what? You ever followed funny woman on Twitter before?
Nope, never seen a funny woman on Twitter. God. Never met a funny woman. They just
in life.
Nah, yeah, there's been a few.
There's
been a few.
There is.
I'm not even gonna say what I was gonna say. Anyway, he's screwed.
No, I think he can get out of that easy. Oh,
no, he can't. He can't.
What do you mean?
I've always said,
not only Twitter.
I promise you, if you're chatting to 4 different girls, and you get put in a big RICO case that will come together, one of them is gonna be a big bozo and stay.
Do you think you're just playing the odds?
Just play the odds, bro. Just like,
numbers game.
Have you ever
Did he say if he's seen them interact with each other or not? Or did he just say
they will? Just other? Said they will follow.
If they just follow each, but like, he must have done some proper cross referencing. If he's seen they will follow each other,
but yeah, sometimes
that's a crazy cross reference, isn't it?
But at the same,
so if he's done his due diligence to dot his I's and cross his t's like that, how did he not know that he was like?
Sometimes you do them too late. You really
do your due diligence after.
Sometimes you do it for the thrill, though.
Yeah, sometimes you just be chatting to different.
Fuck with you, adrenaline junkies, man.
Yeah. When you're single,
the ego sometimes takes.
Oh, I swear to God, bro! Like sometimes you like getting some attention.
Did you see that thing when they put the man on Twitter when he was like, "Yo, this guy's talking to 5 different girls," and tried to expose him, like he did something wrong.
Oh yeah.
But he was single.
Yeah, bro. How you drawing a man out for dating?
But that's the thing. Do you know what it is? It's okay when girls chat to different guys, got a guy to get him kebab, to get him a guy to drop him places. But God forbid, I have different girls just to fuck. What is the difference though?
No, if it's an understanding, then it makes sense.
Yeah, girls use people like differently. That nigga gets me into parties. Yeah.
I'm a
flirt with him a little. But then we just do it because we just want to fuck.
I can't wait to get married, man.
Yeah, that's some. I'm away from all this stuff. But right now, I'm in it. Like I'm in the deep end. But I've been trying.
Jungle stinks.
Yeah, it stinks. I'm close to getting out.
What's it like dating for you?
It's all right, man.
Do you like normal dates?
Yeah, man. Very normal, man.
I feel like dates now are minimum 150.
But no, but normal, you know, man.
If you don't drink, what I noticed is when I started drinking more.
That's when the dates got
way expensive. Yeah, dates got way expensive.
Some girl was like saying like she was kind of shitting on the ideas of like bowling as first dates and like top golf.
Oh, that was the young girl, isn't it? Like the 21-year-old.
I was like, bro, that's my bag. I have so much fun with activities.
Activity dates are the best ones.
Activity dates are good. Activity dates are good, but I can't do that because I'm mad competitive.
No, I don't care. I like, hey.
Like,
I want to win.
I tell you, oh my gosh, when I was...
The thing is for me is that if I lose, I'll be in a mood for the rest of the
day. When I was in New York.
So I got to stay away from it.
Yeah. When I was in New York, I went on a date, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, beautiful woman. That's a story for another day. But
the other one almost got you shot.
Nah.
That's another one.
That's like the day after. But that wasn't my one. That was Jem's one. But yeah, so we must have went on. She was like, oh, let's go to an arcade thing. She slapped me up on every game. Turns out this girl's been playing to, like, she's like a gamer.
She set all the high scores in the
arcade. Yeah, she's like capping me on everything. I was like, she got the ick right now, man. Then we was meant to link up in London. That never happened, bro.
Oh, was she from here? She's from
New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's like only 7-hour flights, right?
Yeah, she's from New York, but we matched up when in Sweden.
Oh,
and she was like, oh, I'm coming London.
Lovely.
And she came London, and I was like, oh shit, I'm going to New York in 2 days. And then she was like, oh, I'm going next week. Everything was like
aligning.
It was like I was following her around. But I didn't even know her by then. But dating in different countries is sick, by the way.
Mm. Have I been on a date? Like when I've been on a
sometimes holiday, I just slap on Hinge just to go on a little first date. I don't even really want to do anything crazy.
Just to be in the company of a
woman. Yeah, and then it could just turn into a good friendship.
Good vibe. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
and then whenever you ever go back out there, you got someone to tap in with.
Pretty much. Yeah. Having friends in different countries is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Gives you a place to stay.
This guy's a homosexual.
Real homosexual.
Bro.
Have a little bit of that.
Hey, bro, I said, if I meet someone, I'm like, yo, I'm going to be in your city, man.
On a couch.
Yeah. Well, you ain't eating pussy good enough for the main bed. Come on.
Talk myself up.
What was it? The niggas are saying I need a place to stay, dick.
Yeah. That dick be going crazy. Pause. No.
Yeah. Hey, yo. What do you mean by that?
I mean, I know it's crazy for her.
How do you know that?
Oh, Alex is killing me.
Should we just wrap it up?
Alex.
Oh, man. Today's episode has been
a short one for you lot, man.
62.
Right, did you not start to talk about stuff before?
Yeah, me and Alex, we're doing therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Alex sat here, I sat there, we're just talking.
This episode has been a unique one. Like, even when you came in, what we were talking about straight away was very...
What?
Jumping off bridge.
Oh, so, bro, for 10 seconds in,
Hey, bro, like...
That
you
was intense.
But yeah, if you're ever feeling like that, don't do it. Life.
Yeah, for real. No topic.
Yeah, we're all going to die someday anyway, bro. You're just pushing time, bro.
Life is worth living, man. I think about the people you're leaving behind. Like.
Yeah, as well.
As dark as it gets sometimes, there's always a light.
Man. Yeah, and always talk to people when you're feeling like that.
Yeah, if you can.
We'll
start a podcast.
Doesn't have to be £120 therapy. Just call a friend or something.
Yeah, 100%.
Anyway, like, share, subscribe, and comment. Share.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag on Twitter.
Honourable shout out to Tech Stone, man. Tech Stone, locked up, but... What you say? Shout out to them women that don't be necessarily cheating. Just sending a nude here and there. They just be flirting with you. They keep niggas like me just above things, yeah. Like, you ever get...
the video when he's in his car, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not necessarily cheating on their man, but it's in the nude here or there.
You know what I mean? It keeps guys like me...
They keep the world going around.
Yeah,
but if your girl sent a nude to another guy...
Hey, I don't want to talk about... I'm talking about me receiving one. I don't want to...
Cool.
Yeah, man. Like, it just keeps me... Ah, damn, saw a titty today. You know? You ever just get a random nude and it just...
Not really, you know?
I'm
not really big on nudes. By the way,
you suck, man.
I'm just saying, bro. I look at it.
Everyone has their preferences.
You know what I mean? I just look at it and I'm like, oh, okay, it's nice. But
I remember one girl asked me. Yeah, she was like, she asked me. She was like, send a dick pic, and I sent it to her, and she was like, now let me see it on soft. I said, cut the camera.
What's your question before we spin? Nah, fuck it. Ask your
question. Ask me.
Do it.
How many shorties has seen you meet on soft? Pause.
Too many. Let's and it'd be mad small when it's soft, bro.
Like, share, subscribe. Use the hashtag. Shut up. Use the hashtag.
Where is it?
Oh shit. Are you dropping this Sunday?
Yeah, yeah.
Alright, thank you for joining us, guys.
I love Vooj for coming, man.
Oh, where is
Mo? Yeah, love to our guest Vooj. Mo's ain't even a guest.
I'm not a guest, man. Hey, yeah, man. Shout out, man.
Listen, love to Vooj for coming as well. You guys know where to find him. What's the point of us even promoting him?
Have a nice.
Oh yeah, shit. I wanna know where that came from, bruv.
Oh man. A guy on the train.
Guy on the train?
Yeah.
Said have a nice.
Some drunk guy, yeah, drunk Polish man. And he was like, have a nice, and I was like, yo, I love this. I just kept using it, bro.
It's a great saying.
Yeah.